Normally, high heels and hairy man legs aren't associated with each other. But Friday, students at Utah State University put themselves out of their comfort zone as the men donned a variety of high heels to walk a mile in her shoes. The event, put together by Delta Sigma Phi, is one of hundreds that take place throughout the United States every year, meant to help raise awareness about sexual assault. And the problem is real, particularly for college women. As estimated by the Department of Justice, 1 in 4 college women have experienced rape or attempted rape. But what does putting a man in a pair of red high heels have to do with sexual assault? Well, as the saying goes, you can't truly understand what it's like to be someone else unless you put yourself in their shoes. And for student Seth Peevler, this rings true.
I feel like standing up for women's voice because a lot of it is an underreported crime. And it takes everybody to kind of solve this issue. So I walk because I have lots of friends that are females that deserve to be treated like females and not disrespected.
Ryan Barfus, USU drug and alcohol prevention specialist, said the majority of sexual assault and rape crimes on campus involve alcohol. And helping educate students about that can help them make wiser decisions.
We know there's a lot more that's unreported, so... And it's generally people that the victim knows. It's not people jumping out of the bushes and assaulting the person. It's generally people you know.
This can make reporting the crime even more difficult. SAVI, the Sexual Assault and Anti-Violence Information Organization of Cache Valley, says that when someone is reporting, it is important to not judge his or her actions and believe their story.
A woman every 2 minutes that is sexually abused or harassed. And I'm just here for support.
Having that support from people surrounding the victim can help them choose to report the crime and seek counseling. These men are not only symbolically taking a stand against sexual assault, but refusing to participate in conversation or behavior encouraging violence can help those around you who may be experiencing a violent relationship know there is a safe place they can go. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.
And I would walk 500 miles an hour.